Hello, my name is Ben. The book Hideout by Gordon Corman is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was at Camp Endless Pines. It was all about climbing, hiking, camping, and just about everything outdoors. Pitch loved it because it had rock climbing. I didn't like it because A, I have narcolepsy, and B, because I'm not exactly an outdoorsman. But all that changed when Swindle wanted Luther back, claiming that the Drysdales never adopted Luther. Griffin and his crew of friends had to stop Swindle before he captured Luther. We stopped him and his crew just in time. First, Luther was hidden at Camp Ebony Lake. He was in an abandoned shack when Swindle's first dog catcher came. Savannah Drysdale hit him square in the shoulder with the handle of a pump. The counselors got suspicious, so Griffin hit him at Camp Ta-da in the attic with Logan and Melissa. Then everyone thought there was a ghost in the attic. The dog catchers almost got away with Luther, but Logan used the cast members to help capture the dog catchers by tricking them. Then, Camp Endless Pines with Ben and Pitch. They, yet again, almost got away with, but with Pitch's help and with Ben, they were all able to defeat Swindle by uniting to use their skills for various purposes. Now, I'm home after a crazy time at camp. By the way, Mom and Dad, if you're listening to this, I'm not sorry for what I did. I'm glad that Ferret Face bit Luther to wake him up. I now know I can trust him more. If you'd like to read Gordon Corman's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Mechanical monster, a big scary robot. When the mechanical monster emerged. Hideout, a place to escape detection. We and used that shack for a hideout for Luther. Manipulated to influence skillfully. Ben manipulated through the trees to Luther. Here's a sneak preview of Hideout by Gordon Corman. I knew I heard something, the man began angrily. Without thinking, Griffin lunged for the power vac and kicked the switch in the opposite direction. The machine blared to life, blowing out this time. The gale forest wind took the glasses clean off the driver's nose and sent them skittering down the road. Nobody needed a signal. The four campers blasted out of the truck. They crossed the road and disappeared into the woods. For the first 100 yards, their flight was pure escape. Then, Melissa began to adjust their route according to the blip from Ben's cell. When it became clear that the driver wasn't interested in chasing them, they slowed to a walk. The signal's going in and out, Melissa observed. When the phone dies, we'll be flying blind. The rain was tapering off, but the ground was swampy. Every step pulled at their sneakers, making progress slow and miserable.